So it might be helpful to consider that mindfulness begins by acknowledging what's happening, as opposed to beginning by some idea of what's supposed to happen or where you think you're going, but a simple acknowledgement here and now. A noticing of what's happening. And at any point, any moment of mindfulness practice, you can always begin again by noticing, acknowledging what's happening. When the instructions are to maybe follow your breath or stay in the present moment or get concentrated, or many ideas people have of what the instructions are, sooner or later, maybe sooner on the first day, it's not going to work. The mind wanders off, gets restless. But when the practice is to acknowledge what's happening, then the practice works when it doesn't work. It doesn't have to work. You can just simply acknowledge what is actually happening. Mind is restless, the mind is wandering off. And then acknowledging it. If you want, you can next feel it, sense it, and then relax. And part of what we're doing is, important part of this practice is to learn how to be at ease, relax, be equanimous with what we're acknowledging, what we're noticing. So as we begin this, the instructions for mindfulness of breathing, that's the primary instruction for today. Keep in mind that when the mindfulness of breathing is not working, that's okay. The practice can still work if you simply acknowledge what's happening instead. Restless, wandering mind, sleepy. Acknowledge that, recognize it, and discover how maybe to be at ease with that. It's okay. So sitting down and acknowledging where you're at. And to help you settle into this moment more, beginning of a sitting, it can be helpful to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Perhaps filling your chest with air. And then slowly releasing the air, letting your chest settle in. Maybe like a massage from the inside. Feeling the torso expand and contract. Taking a deeper breath as a reminder that here and now you're going to be present with your body, in your body, with your body. That you're here in this place at this time. And then letting your breathing return to normal. We make no special effort to breathe in any special way. Just normal breath, it's okay. And to help with the settling in and connecting to here, can be helpful to scan through your body to see if there's any obvious places to relax or soften. Perhaps the forehead, the eyes, some people find it meaningful that with the eyes closed, to stop looking. There's no need to look with the eyes, searching with the eyes. Relaxing the jaw. Perhaps softening the shoulders and the shoulder blade area. And it can be helpful to soften the belly, even to let the belly hang forward or release and settle down into the towards the pelvic cavity. And then as we begin bringing more attention to the breathing is a partner to help us be more present here and now, because the breathing is always in the present moment. Is to begin noticing what it feels like in your body to be breathing. How does your body experience breathing? What parts of your body move as you breathe? What are the primary sensations in your body that shift and change as you breathe in? And you breathe out. And if there's some place where the experience of breathing is most pronounced or where it's most meaningful or comforting for you to connect to, let that be your home base for breathing. For some people, it's the movements of the chest, the movements of the belly. Some people, a sensation of air going in and out through the nostrils or back of the throat. Perhaps considering that there's a place in your body that's your home base for awareness of breathing. And when you notice the mind has wandered off, you can gently acknowledge that that's the fact. See if you can relax the thinking muscle, relax the energy of thinking, soften the mind, and then welcome back breathing. Allow the experience of breathing to return to awareness with some sense of commitment or engagement. So you can hang in there with one breath after another for however long you can hang out, breathing in and breathing out. It can be helpful to very softly and whisper in the mind to use a simple thought, breathing in, breathing out, in, out, or as the chest or belly rises, rising, falling, a simple word that labels what you're noticing in the breathing to help the mind stay present there, to nudge the mind, to have more continuity with the sequence of breathing ins and breathing outs. And if there's any experience that predominates over your ability to stay with the breath, acknowledge it, feel it, and soften, and then return to your breathing. and you notice that your attention has drifted off from the breath, whether you're lost in thought or focusing on sensations in your body or anything else, when you notice that, acknowledge what's happening in a relaxed way. Take time to feel what's happening. Sense it. Notice the energy of it, the way it's in the body, experienced in the body. Then, if it makes sense, soften, relax, let go. And then begin again with your breathing. Acknowledging the experience of breathing. Feeling it, sensing it from the inside of the body. Perhaps relaxing as you exhale. As you exhale, letting go of the thoughts. As you're exhaling, letting go of tension in your body. When you've noticed the mind has wandered off the breath, instead of moving the mind back to the breath, or focusing on the breath as if you're in the control tower looking at it, allow the experience of breathing to return to you. Allow the experience of breathing to become conscious again in the body. So it's not so much looking at the breath as it is feeling the experience in the body of breathing in and breathing out. And then when you hear the bell to end a sitting, it can be helpful not to rush to stop meditating, but to take a few moments to acknowledge again how you are. Check in, notice. And then perhaps take a couple of deep breaths, feeling your body more fully. And then when you're ready, to allow your eyes to open without rushing to see anything in particular. Just let them open.